thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
First this morning, a surprise in a high-profile trial. After more than 5 hours of deliberations, a judge declared a mistrial because of problems with the jury. Sheila Agee, charged with helping her son kill the mother of his child in a Pensacola Home Depot last year, and now she will have to be retried.
The issues began when one juror was caught with a crossword puzzle during testimony. Other jurors later shared concerns for their safety during deliberations.
So this is the weirdest story ever. And if you had not heard this, I know David just talked about it a few minutes ago, and it's been all over Channel 3 for the last day or so. So this is the Home Depot case, right? Where the mom has now been charged in connection with murder and, you know, is she gonna or is she not gonna be held accountable? And is she guilty? Is she not guilty or whatever? But all of a sudden, what we've got is a mistrial declared because Judge Coleman Lee Robinson discovered that one of the jurors was doing a crossword puzzle during the trial.
Just a single piece of paper with a crossword puzzle printed on one side. And I'm not sure what on the others. I cannot ever recall being aware of a juror doing a crossword puzzle during a trial.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty unusual thing. And then he talks to all the jurors and decides, yeah. And apparently there's also some kind of allegation of threats or intimidation or something in the jury deliberation room after they've been deliberating.
Because of that juror, I find that the defendant cannot receive a fair and just verdict with this panel, and I have no choice but to grant the defense motion for a mistrial.
It's the crossword puzzle mistrial. This has surely got to be the strangest thing that you've ever heard as a reason for a mistrial. Who on earth would be doing a crossword during a jury trial for such a serious offense? Well, for those of you who were listening this morning at 5 o'clock, you know where I'm going already with this, but my hand is up. I might have been the person doing the crossword puzzle. For people who do crossword puzzles, now I don't do them as much anymore. I used to do them all the time. You can do a crossword puzzle and pay attention to a hearing, both. And in fact, I will argue that for some people, the best way to stay alert and engaged and pay attention is by having something else to be doing while you're also paying attention to, can we be honest, what is often very, very boring stuff, trials. It's not like television. It is not like, you know, your 4 minutes of concise argument back and forth and high drama and objections, and it is tedious. Trials are tedious. And so if this woman is doing a crossword, it could be that she's dereliction of duty, that she's, you know, neglecting her obligation to pay attention. Or it could be, you know, this is just how she pays attention.
Juror agreed to speak with me after the trial. Sally Sue Smith admits she was the one with the crossword puzzle.
By the way, can I say congratulations to Tanner? Sometimes these folks, these investigative journalists or these just people who are on the scene, you know, they go get interviews I wouldn't get. Good for him for going and asking her and getting her to say yes.
I didn't know that was a bad thing. I did not do it. I do that when I concentrate. I have something and I'm listening. I'm listening. You couldn't see the bench or the witness stand very well because it was dark. But I could hear it. I was listening and that's just the way I do. I just do that. And I had no idea. And then when they told me that I wasn't supposed to do it, I stopped. And then today, when we went in the jury room, I had another crossword puzzle.
But they told her to stop. No, they
told her to stop during the trial. When she's okay in the jury deliberation room, that's a different environment.
Okay.
And apparently, we'll give the rest of her comments. Apparently, she was the one. Now, she doesn't say, but it sounds like they wanted to convict and she was the, like, you know, 12 angry men. Like, she was the character who thought, I don't know that we've got the evidence here. Or at least it seems like she was aware that there was a heavy bias to go for a conviction. And, you know, she wasn't certain about that. But here's what she said.
It became obvious to me right away that I was in the minority, like a minority of one against 11 people. I do have a loud voice, But I was being shouted down by a lot of people, so that's what happened.
You feel like anyone was threatened in the jury?
Oh, Lord, no. Nobody was threatened. Nobody was threatened. We just were arguing over how this was going to come out, what everybody thought about it, that we were talking about a defendant who, if found guilty, would have first-degree murder is a big deal.
It is.
You disagreed with it?
I'm not saying that I disagree with it. I'm saying that it's something that has to be considered. You don't just lightly consider a first-degree murder charge. You think about it. You talk about it.
All right, so let me tell you my take on this, and we'll talk about this whole business of being distracted.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Put this woman on my trial, on my jury. You charge me with something, put this woman on my jury. I want this woman on my jury. She's smart. She's capable. She's aware. She's crossword puzzle people. She's not a dummy. Okay. A lot of very smart people don't do crossword puzzles, but typically people who do crossword puzzles, you know, they're a little sharper. Okay. She's doing a Sudoku, you know, whatever. Doesn't bother me at all. And I'll tell you why. I used to be in, we used to have regular weekly meetings at a radio station I worked at years ago in Phoenix. And it was, I thought the silliest thing, because they were very tedious. But I was the afternoon show host, and my boss wanted me in the morning meeting, okay? And so at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm in there, and I'm trying to pay attention, but I'm half asleep. I would do a crossword puzzle to stay awake and pay attention because it did not take everything I had to pay attention to this activity. This doesn't even a little bit weird me out. Now, for some people, it would, and it could have been a distraction. I'm just not saying that it was. Now, you had a question. Let's get traffic in here first, and we'll talk about it, Jake.
All right. Looking at our roadways, not seeing anything slowing you down out there. No accidents reported by FHP. If you are on I-10 eastbound, however, headed by Pine Forest, we are seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. Tiger Point really is not looking bad on Highway 98 this morning, and Highway 90 through Milton and Pace is good. We've been talking about those railroad crossings in Highway 29 in Cantonment. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane are all supposed to be open today. Eden Lane is open. We did get a confirmation on that. Cotton Lake and Old Kim Strand are scheduled to close this morning around 9 a.m. And Beck's Lake will be closing next week to fix.
No, they didn't do it yet, but they will do it. Oh,
okay. All right. Okay. So can we get to my question? Because this is really, like, I'm in this, man. You got me now.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Because I got to tell people about Christina Lemworth.
Okay.
And if they're thinking about buying her, she is fantastic. If they're thinking about buying or selling a home, she is an expert in this field. She and her team sold 175 homes last year, on track to do the same this year. Previously, they've been selling about 200 a year, but that was when the market was ridiculously hot. The market slowed down a little bit, and they've slowed down a little bit, but still a lot of homes. They know about insurance questions. Can you get that home insured? Do you have to replace the water heater or the AC or the roof before you sell it? Is that a reasonable or an unreasonable request? What's the market doing? Should you sell now or should you wait for January? Well, she says actually wait for January because the holidays aren't great. The point is you want an expert who's going to guide you and help you make the best decision, answer your questions, solve the problems that come up through the negotiations, through to the close, all of that stuff. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. All right, Jake,
okay.
You've been dying to ask me a question.
Man, this has really got me now. Okay, so you seem to think, and by listening to what you just played again, now that I've had my coffee, it does sound like she was the one that was going to hold out.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like that, yes.
Right. And so, but the judge said, I am going to go with the defense's motion to a mistrial. So the defense came up and said, hey, wait a minute, she's doing crossword puzzles. But
well, they probably did not know who was what. They didn't know who was holding out.
They didn't know the deliberation part.
Yeah, they wouldn't. You know, what would have potentially been a hung jury, right? Which would have led to a retrial anyway.
Yeah.
So here's my defense of her. For those of you who are like, I cannot believe she did that. Okay. Do you doodle ever when people are talking?
All the time, yeah.
Same thing!
But I'm not consciously sitting there going, okay, this is a unicorn jumping over.
But for people who do crossword puzzles or Sudokus or, you know, jumbles or whatever, same exact thing.
I'm just not that smart.
But, like, you know, doodling is a very common practice to keep yourself engaged in something that's not as exciting. Listen, I listen to a lot of county commission, city council, state legislative, you know, Supreme Court, you know, okay, stuff. I am never just watching the video. I am always driving and cooking and show prepping, reading, and always something else is going on. I'd lose my mind if I had to sit there and watch these things in real time on a video, and oh my God, it's so boring. But it's just the right amount of attention to give to my job is to pay attention. Do you think I don't pay attention to these things? I don't digest the material? I clearly do, and I do it while I'm doing something else. I multitask the hell out of these things.
Ad nauseum.
She's multitasking. It doesn't bother me. There's a woman who, Victoria Gross, I don't have her last name. She's, they call her the Queen Bee, Jeopardy. She's a trivia champion. And she's on this show called The Chaser. She's one of the chasers. She's fantastic. She's personable. She's smart. She's delightful. She's funny. And she always crochets or knits. Maybe she's knitting. Anyway, she's always knitting when she's playing the game. And she's killing people in trivia games. And she's knitting. Disrespectful? A little. But does it mean she's not fully engaged? No. She's just doing something with her hands. My grandmother used to do the same thing. It's just, there's no if-then about doing a crossword puzzle makes you a bad juror. And I think, look, it is possible, I want to say this, it's possible the judge got this right. It's possible she was disruptive. It's possible this was distracting and she wasn't paying full attention. But I see no evidence of that. And she seems like a delightful person. And if, again, if I'm on trial, go ahead and put her on my jury and let her do crossword puzzles. That's where I'm at. 437-1620. Somebody says, well, I'm at work. I listen to talk radio. Amen, brother. Or sister. I don't know which one. Somebody says, I listen to the whole podcast while I'm doing high-level pastel work. Yes. Yes, exactly. Women of faith sounds like she is. And, you know, they are always doing something with their hands. You know, older women are always doing something with their hands. So anyway, 437-1620. Somebody says it's not the same thing. You have to think of the word that goes in that space, the fact that she's contemplating if someone is going to prison for the rest of their life, she needs to give it her full attention. Sometimes full attention is more than it takes, and it actually makes you a worse at the thing. I always think of driving. You know, driving does not take the full brain capabilities of every single person in the universe. For some people, it does. For some people, you get into road hypnosis because, this is going to sound horrible, you're too smart for driving. And it is a boring activity most of the time. Now, you got to be able to turn that off. Like, look, if something complicated comes up, she, I presume, would know the difference and switch off and, like, focus. I mean, I do that. Like, if I'm listening to a Supreme Court oral argument and I'm cooking and they get into something really technical, I might actually pause so I can pay attention to it, you know? I mean, but you can pause. That's possible, too. So, yeah, I'm very cautious to criticize what a judge does in a jury situation with a trial because I don't know all the details. But here's the thing. I was a kid who got in trouble for doodling and doing puzzles and reading comic books while I was in class because I was bored to tears, but I was not paying attention. It's just that it didn't take all of me, and I would fall asleep if I didn't have something else to distract me. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Feel free to disagree. Never bothers me even the least. If you are thinking about that next car, you're trying to decide where to go, and you maybe don't want to get a brand new car, but you don't want to get an older car either, somewhere in between, 1 to 3 or 4 years old with low miles, you know, 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles, that's what Frontier Motors specializes in. Cars that are good, cars that will last, cars that are durable, cars that they warranty up to 10 years and 100,000 miles because they only sell A-quality cars. Cars you can buy from them and then drive for another 10 or 15 years after you buy it used. Like, that's the kind of car that Dave Ramsey talks about. That's the kind of car I believe in. And that's the kind of car Frontier specializes in. 300 different ones on the lot. Look at as many as you like. If they have what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, have them go find it. They go looking for cars for people all the time. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Jake has got our traffic on the fives.
Well, looking at our roadways, looks like I-10 and I-110 are pretty smooth. We do have our normal morning slowdowns on I-10 eastbound, starting around the Pine Forest exit. The right lane is blocked on the west side of A and Garden Street by a cement truck. We got that in the traffic tip line, 437-1620. Let's see here. Highway 29 railroad closings. We've been talking about those all week. Archer Road, El Camino Drive, and Eden Lane should be open this morning. Eden Lane has already been confirmed that it is open. Closing this morning, Cotton Lake and Old Kimstrand are scheduled to close around the 9 o'clock hour. And next week, you can look for Beck's Lake to be closing to fix some already fixed fixes. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know on our traffic tip line. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the five.
I got some excellent text to share with you when we come back from these messages.
Yeah.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way He does that is primarily through His Word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you?
Oh man, these texts that I'm getting in on the crossword puzzle mistrial are amazing. Somebody says, I absolutely every day listen to talk radio while working, and my job is counting money. I'm balancing audits, and it is not a distraction to me. I used to do math homework and watching TV, having music on. Somebody says, my husband once got furious with me because I made a list of for him things to do while I was watching television. Somebody else says, singing or listening while driving is different from concentrating on a crossword puzzle when you should be listening to decide what to do with someone's life. It might be for you. I get that. I'm not saying everybody ought to do crossword puzzles. Just saying you got to know you. And her doing a crossword puzzle does not bother me. I sometimes listen to podcasts while I'm doing engineering work. I always listen to podcasts while I'm driving because I have plenty of extra mental bandwidth available to absorb knowledge while doing it. Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody says I multitask by doing everything. They say they wouldn't do it in the jury box, which I understand that, too. David is in the newsroom. You got a headline for us, David?
Yeah, well, there's still hundreds of thousands of people without power after that bomb cyclone in the Northwest this week. There's now a growing concern of potential landslides. We'll keep our eyes on that.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. PPD comes up next after the news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Murder, persecution, starvation used as methods of warfare. That from the International Criminal Court issuing arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister.
The International Criminal Court says it has reasonable grounds to believe the two men intentionally directed attacks against civilians. When prosecutors requested Netanyahu's arrest earlier this year, he called it a moral outrage of historic proportions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage reports 79 senators vote against a measure to stop the U.S. from sending more weapons to Israel. 18 senators voted in favor of three resolutions. Some much needed rain.
The Northeast is getting it. It really set in overnight, and this is the most significant rain that we've seen in months.
Fox Weather's Britta Murren. It's been 93 days since Philadelphia reached over a half an inch of rain. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny this morning, 45 degrees right now in Pensacola, and we are starting to get a better picture now of who may be in the running for former Congressman Matt Gaetz' first district congressional seat. This week, State Representative Michelle Salzman filed to run, and Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis also expressed interest in running for the seat.
I would say it is a formidable opponent, 100%. Jimmy is, he's been in state office for a very long time. I believe when we talked yesterday, he said he'd been serving the state of Florida for 10 years. I tried calling Jimmy from day one, just like I called the governor. I tried to call everybody that was potentially someone that might be looking at it.
And Salzman gave News Radio her reaction to the possibility of Patronis running against her in the Republican primary. Fellow state representative Joel Rudman has now declared himself a candidate as well. He told USA Today that he believes he would be the, quote, natural successor to Matt Gaetz. Other names that News Radio has confirmed as running for the seat include John Frankman, Jeff Witt, Gene Valentino, Greg Merck, and Charlie Kibaugh for the Republican side, also independent candidate Jonathan Green. Well, Sheila Agee's trial on principal to first degree premeditated murder ended in a mistrial yesterday. The judge said that mistrial was declared when a juror took comments from another juror as a physical threat to her safety. That same juror had reportedly been warned a few times during the trial about doing crossword puzzles during testimony and deliberations.
It is just a single piece of paper with a crossword puzzle printed on one side, and I'm not sure what on the other. I cannot ever recall being aware of a juror doing a crossword puzzle during a trial.
That's Judge Coleman Robinson. Court policy states jurors cannot bring newspapers or electronics into the classroom. That's a policy to keep them focused on the trial. The juror told Channel 3 she does crossword puzzles to help with her mental focus. Defense attorneys and the state attorney's office are asking the judge to punish that juror, who could receive a fine or even possibly jail time for contempt of court. And Sheila Agee's trial has been returned to the court docket. She will be back in court again in February. Progress is continuing on the new terminal project at the Pensacola Airport.
As we're in design currently, we expect to be at least 30% by March, April, and we expect to put a shovel in the ground starting next July.
Airport Director Matt Coughlin, and he says the project recently got a funding boost when it was approved for the FAA's Airport Terminal Program. That would provide $4 million in funding. Coughlin says it also will make it easier to qualify for more of that federal funding next year. The project is being split into phases. The first phase involves improvements at the current building, to the security checkpoint, and to the baggage areas. And Senator Rick Scott says he wants more information on the allegations that FEMA discriminated against Trump supporters here in Florida. Senator Scott announced yesterday he and 18 colleagues have sent a letter to FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. They say they want answers as to why a FEMA employee advised disaster assistance teams in Lake Placid to avoid homes that had yard signs supporting Trump. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
All righty. Looking at the roadways, I-10 and I-110 are okay, except for our normal morning slowdown on I-10 eastbound going by Pine Forest. That's pretty normal for this time of morning. Highway 98 in Tiger Point, this is going to be headed westbound on 98, going right by the Ruby Tuesday there, but it's backed up all the way back to Santa Rosa Family Dentistry, if you know that area at all. It's going to be, that's a pretty good major slowdown for this time of morning. We usually don't see it that bad. So that's going to be westbound on Highway 98 if you can leave a little bit early to get through that area. Otherwise, around town, Highway 90 through Milton and Pace looking good. Looks like we're good on... I'm going to get back here. Where'd you go, Matt? Okay, we're looking good on Davis Highway. It's clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton-Brenton Fairfield. 9 Mile is accident-free. Lillian, Jackson, New Warrington, all those are good on the west side. We've been talking about these railroad closings, the CSX improvements going on Highway 29 through Cantonment. Archer, El Camino, and Eden Lane were all closed yesterday. Eden Lane we know is back open. El Camino and Archer are scheduled to be open. Closing this morning, Cotton Lake, it's supposed to close today, and Old Kimstrand is going to be reclosing to repair a repair. And then next week we can look forward to Beck's Lake being closed. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know. Call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm going to eat a Danish. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are waking up to a chilly start today. Temperatures in the 40s, warming up into the low 60s for highs. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Staying chilly as we head into your Friday. Temperatures starting off in the 40s, 60s for highs again. Overnight on Friday, dropping back into the 40s. Keeping the nice sunny weather around on Saturday with temperatures topping out around 63 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 46 degrees right now in Pensacola. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. GQG Partners shares fell as much as 25% after Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani was charged in New York. The stock closed nearly 20% lower. It was the investment firm's steepest one-day fall since its listing in 2021. Delta Airlines forecast revenue growth in the mid-single-digit percentage points next year, which is in line with analysts' estimates. The carrier expects to expand capacity by no more than 4% year-over-year in 2025. Delta is the most profitable U.S. airline, but faces competition from rival United Airlines. Hyundai Motors' newest all-electric vehicle is the 2026 Iconic 9 SUV, a three-row, up to seven-passenger SUV for the U.S. market. The new vehicle is Hyundai's largest EV entry to date. The Iconic 9 is expected to arrive in U.S. dealerships in the spring. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's cold outside, but not that cold. You know, if you're from the Midwest, it's no big deal. But, you know, mid-40s is not the norm. Although I've been kind of wondering when the winter was going to get here. So it's kind of refreshing, honestly. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, joins us every Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. The most high-profile story related to your agency in the last week has been this story about the what a teenager who created digital images of real people, but of nudity involving them. And you tell me the rest of the story because I think I know it, but I want to make sure I hear it correctly because I've heard a couple different versions of this, and I just want to make sure I hear it right.
Well, basically, this 18-year-old, so it's an adult.
Oh, an adult. Okay, thank you.
Website or an app. Yeah, used a website or an app that its sole purpose is to remove clothing or from a photograph. So you can take a photograph of someone that may have been walking on the beach or just simply posing, and go through this, use this app, and then it turns that into a nude photograph. So that in itself, currently in the state of Florida, unfortunately, is not against the law. It's not against the law to possess those. But what is against the law?
Hold on just a second, Mike. Hold on. I just have a question before we get to that. It's even if the person being declothed is a minor?
Yeah, so that has to be, it has to be child porn. And these images that we have from this particular incident, we looked them over and compared them to the statute, and so did the state attorney's office, and we found that these did not qualify as child porn photographs.
Are they of minors, or are they of 18-plus, or do we know?
They are minors.
Okay, so it technically does not qualify as child pornography because they are artificially generated pictures based on the face and not actual pictures of nudity. This is a weird area of the law, but the law is what the law is. Okay, go ahead. So that was the first thing I did.
Well,
I wanted to make sure.
It actually goes a step further. Even if it's AI generated, the photograph must be of a child or someone under the age of 18 that is sexually explicit or doing some sort of sexual act in order to qualify as child porn.
Oh, so, okay, but it's nudity. Nudity is not enough, or is it not nudity?
No, it's not enough. I mean, you could look at it like this. If there are a lot of parents that have got pictures of their children in bathtubs, you know, when they were young. And if it went that far, then that too would be child porn, when it is simply not.
So possessing an AI-generated nude but not sexual image of another person who's a minor in the state of Florida is not a crime.
That's correct.
That's amazing. Okay, all right. So part two then, this woman discovered the photos, right?
Yes, and she was able to take a video of the photos off of the phone of the individual that created them, and then she distributed them, which is illegal in the state of Florida.
Okay, that part I understand, but I was under the impression that she gave them to what I would call, but the law doesn't call, the victims. She gave them to the people who had been manipulated. Is that not accurate?
That is accurate, but she also distributed them to males who had nothing to do with it, to other teenagers who had nothing to do with it, who were not involved.
Okay. See, when that's important to me, because when I first heard this story, I thought, it sounds like she's alerting the victims of a thing that was done to them, and therefore that's good,
right.
But it's... Okay,
right.
But
when you distribute them to people that are not involved, that makes it a crime.
Okay, so creating the image is not illegal, possessing the image is not illegal, but distributing the image that's legal to make and possess becomes illegal?
That's correct.
That's crazy.
And you know, this is... Yeah, it is. And you know, a lot of times, we've seen this many times before, that the laws kind of tail behind the technology.
Sure.
And that's what's happened in this situation, because it's just, I don't know of any good that can come from these apps and these websites. No good. I don't understand it. It's frustrating. You know, as a parent, I don't see what good could come from these apps and websites, but I see a lot of bad. Because if images like that get out of a high school girl, horrible things can happen, you know, to her and to her family. So, you know, it's a situation that maybe the law will change in the future, and hopefully so.
Yeah, no, I have been saying that since we started to learn about these things, that this is the most repulsive use of technology I have ever heard of. It ought to be illegal. Anybody who creates this technology or makes it available on the web ought to be in jail, period, full stop, end of story. I can't believe we're not there yet, and I particularly can't believe in this case that of a minor, possessing images you fabricated of a minor is not itself a crime. That's amazing. Okay, well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I didn't understand the story and I couldn't make sense of it all. Because what I was thinking was, okay, I get that it's not illegal to make them based on current law. then it seemed like this person actually was kind of doing a favor to the victims to let them know this had been done to them. But if it's being distributed to other people or if it's being distributed to them in a way that's harmful to them, I can see why that would become a problem. Okay. All right. I get it more now. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Mike Wood, PI, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, eastbound on 9 Mile Road, just before University Parkway, we do have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. Getting through Tiger Point on Highway 98 westbound is really, really slow, getting up to the Garcon Point intersection. And Kimstrand Road at East Inslee Road, we have a crash with debris in the roadway. Also got our railroad closings, so if you have any information on those, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. You guys had an incident at Old Baptist Hospital, is that right?
Yeah, we did. The fire department received a fire alarm at the Old Baptist Hospital. There was and we can see those calls on our screens in our cruisers because they dispatched out of the same room. And an officer took the initiative to respond to that fire alarm. And when he did, lo and behold, there were five individuals running from the building, and he was able to apprehend four of them and found out that they had broken into the building and done some damage. So it was a burglary.
Didn't we just have a burglary at the old Sacred Heart Hospital last week?
Yeah, we did. It's I'm not sure, you know, they're not connected, but it is a coincidence. Yes.
Okay. All right. I was almost wondering, like, what would even be in the Old Baptist Hospital that anybody would find worth taking, but I mean, I suppose, you know, people steal all kinds of stuff. All right. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You got one for me this week?
Yeah. Listen, in spite of the beliefs of some, when an officer checks you for warrants or when an officer runs your tag through the system to see if that car is stolen, neither one of those will affect your credit score.
People believe that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
So,
I'm sorry, but yeah. Just like, what? This.
Not everyone, but yeah. It
like, they
no
don't want you to run their
score.
Plate.
No,
they don't want you to run their plate because they're worried it's going to harm their credit score?
Yes, or check them for warrants multiple times because it could hurt their credit score. So that's
good
not
Lord.
True. They can put that one to bed.
Wow. Well, I mean, no, it wouldn't have even occurred to me to imagine that would be something that people would be concerned about. So,
especially in that scenario.
Yeah. Like, what
get
do they
on the ground.
What do they think? Like, you know, the credit monitoring agencies are plugged into the cruiser, and every time you run a plate or check a warrant, that they're they're reporting. I mean, just like
either that, or they think that we share that information with credit reporting agencies. I'm not sure which.
That's not true.
That might be a future crime deterrent.
Yeah. Well, this is the same people who you got to close the book drop at the library because they're putting their ballots in there. Like, I mean, so okay. I shouldn't look at the world and be surprised when people behave a certain way. If everybody behaved well and smart, I guess we wouldn't have cops, right? Mike Wood, Public Information Officer of the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, we're getting up to the holidays, and you're going to maybe be seeing some relatives you might not see as often. It might be your parents or, you know, a sister or brother, aunt or uncle, and, you know, they might be older, and you might notice, you know, look, people get older and they change. Their abilities decline. It's common, right? Everybody gets older and everybody has issues. And at a certain point, you realize that people are having a hard time cooking and cleaning and bathing and toileting and taking care of themselves and doing what they call activities of daily living. And if you're not sure, it's you kind of want to avoid it. I know you feel like, you know, but you're not doing somebody a favor to ignore the evidence. Instead, talk with them and give my friend John Horton a call. He has an organization called Assisted Living Locators, and he and his team, they're all local, and they're here to help. They're here to help. And their knowledge base is what level of functionality people have, what will be the best level of care for them, And once, if you do decide that assisted living is the right place for you or somebody else, how do you pick? Because there's like 30 or 40 different local ones. Well, they know all of them, and they'll help you or your loved one select the one that makes the most sense based on price and lifestyle and amenities and activities and culture and all that kind of stuff. And that's what you want. You want somebody who's going to help you through that process for no charge. Assisted Living Locators, 712-0887, or check them out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Gary, you've got to take the stage.
No, I can't upstage Alec Baldwin. He's the best actor in the world.
You have to try. I'm not that good.
Okay, so the universe has gifted us two, not one, but two amazing videos this week. Now, the one, we didn't talk about it the other day, but, you know, yesterday was Biden's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. He is all of our president. He's our president.
All of ours president.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to work on the plural and the possess and all that. Anyway, he is the president for all of us. Anyway, but he did have a bit of an incident in the... Amazon rainforest, where he was at the podium and then he concluded his speech and his brain told him that the solution was to wander away from the podium and go back into the rainforest.
It's just going to slip away.
It was just, you know, because presidents like turn away from the podium and then they go to the door or they go down the hallway, or in this case, they go to the ferns in the trees. It was just, dear. Anyway, January is very soon. The other one was on The View, and this was one of the most oddly satisfying moments, delicious, entertaining moments I'll tell you about in just a second. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
I'm so deliciously sorry. All right, so this traffic report is brought to you by the Watson Firm. We're seeing some slowdowns this morning. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. That's our normal morning slowdowns. Highway 90 going to Scenic. Westbound, we're seeing some slowdown there. Also, Highway 29 getting through Inslee. Very, very slow this morning, both directions. Eastbound on 9 Mile just before University Parkway, we do have a vehicle crash reported there with roadblock, and Kimstrand Road at East Inslee Street. We have a crash with debris in the roadway. Of course, we've been telling you about these Highway 29 railroad closings. Archer, El Camino, and Eden Lane should be open now. If not, they'll be opening soon. Eden Lane is already open. Closing this morning, Cotton Lake is supposed to close, and Old Kimstrand is scheduled to close again. Next week, we'll be looking for Beck's Lake. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down, or if you have any of these railroad closing updates, please let us know on our Facebook page, or just text or call 437-1620. And if you've been injured in a car accident, visit WatsonFirm.com. I'm Jake with your traffic on the five.
So on The View, Sonny Hostin, who used to be a federal prosecutor and should know better, was ripping Matt Gaetz and saying things that I'm not going to repeat here, okay, because I don't believe in repeating these allegations, and especially the ones particularly that she said here were particularly excessive. But anyway, she's reading this stuff, or she's saying this stuff, and then they, like, 3 minutes later, apparently the legal team at NBC said, we got to do something here. And so Whoopi Goldberg introduces her.
Okay, Sonny, you have a legal note.
I do have a legal note. Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a 3-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
We'll be right back.
I have never seen a more prune-faced hostage proof-of-life video delivery of a legal disclaimer. Oh, she was livid on the inside. Mm. I am being forced to read these words, and if you can tell from my expression, I am this short of walking off the set right now, but that man, Matt Gaetz, denies it all. Oh, it was, I mean, I can't play the video for you on the radio. Go look it up on Twitter. It's amazing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hold on, is it working now?
Yes, it is.
Is it working now?
You're in.
One of these days, I'm going to learn how to press these buttons right. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley raising issues over a couple of Trump's cabinet picks. The former presidential candidate called former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard a Russian sympathizer, and she believes that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., she called him a liberal Democrat with no background in health care. So that's her opinion on those picks. Hundreds of thousands of people without power, two people dead. This is that powerful bomb cyclone over in the Northwest. There's now growing concerns that there could be landslides and life-threatening flooding.
Who was the quote from that said
Tulsi Gabbard? Or Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, yeah. I'm sorry.
From Nikki Haley, who's not a senator, right?
No.
But she's a Republican. But
former UN ambassador.
Okay, just, you know, observing.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.